Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Donica Knight, and we are here in sunny California wishing you a Merry Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
By a former guest, Donica Knight, a couple of days ago, and I decided to play it. I decided to play it today.
Yeah, I like it.
You there, Em?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sweet. Okay, let's see. Hi, listeners. Welcome to our last episode of Weekdays with Murph for 2016. We've had a pretty solid year, haven't we, Emma?
Indeed, we have.
And I cannot believe it's almost over.
I know. It has been a crazy year. I know. We're getting old, babe.
Yeah, pretty much. On today's show, we'll look back at some of our favorite interviews and look ahead to what 2017's got in store. And trust me, we've got some big things brewing.
That's true.
And
let's continue
heard,
to be
I've
Christmas.
Got my co-host. What?
I said we should just continue to be cryptic because I kind of like it.
We should just continue to be cryptic. Okay, then. And as you heard, I have my co-host slash General Thorn in my side in with me. And so let's get the year in review going. And I know I don't have to ask you this because I know the answer must be from my hand. But what was your favorite interview of 2016?
Okay, well, that's redundant because we all know. But I just want to say first, like, this year was really good to us, and you know what? We had a good year. In 2016, which actually, well, it wasn't 2016, it was a year ago. 2016, ever since a year ago from now, things have changed so much on the show, and I don't know, we've done a lot. We accomplished a lot of our goals this year, and
we have.
I don't know what to say about going forward, because, I mean, okay, since day one, my goal was to have Jeannie Francis. And we did it, so I really...
I knew it was coming.
I don't know. Like, there is no, like, what do you want in the future? Because that was my goal since day one, and I did it. Like, it's done.
You know, my goal, and this
year,
we accomplished one of my goals on the show, which was just totally, completely crazy to me.
Yeah, we had Kaylee Shore. That's what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And next year.
I mean, that was great. And, you know, honestly, like, I think about. Go ahead. You go first.
I know. I was just going to say, next year, we've got another dream guest of mine that's hopefully coming on the show next year. So go ahead with what you were going to say.
I was just going to say, like, since day one, absolutely since day one, and you guys can go back and find it if you want. Please don't, but you could if you were so inclined.
Please don't.
I'm such a baby. I know that's funny because I'm only 19, but since day one, that was my goal, my whole entire goal. Like, Cody was like, who would you want to have on the show if you could have anyone? And, of course, I said Jeannie Francis because I love Laura.
Jeannie, of course, obviously.
And I don't know. I just feel like there is nothing left. Like, I've done it. I've done what I wanted to do, and it's crazy to me. Also, I feel like if Jeannie Francis heard me say that, she would be like, please, there's always something. But cause that's just, you know, that.
You're not leaving me, are you, Emma?
What?
You're not leaving me, are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, good. I was about to say.
I don't know. I feel like if she – no. I feel like if – yeah, we're not getting a divorce, baby. I feel like if she heard me say that, she would be like, that's ridiculous.
Okay, that's
like, there's always a goal. Or there's always something to do. But honestly, like, that has been, like, my goal the whole time. And now I'm just hanging out because it took me over a year, but I did it. So living the dream, I guess.
18 months to –
not exactly. It took me longer than that. It was 18 months, like, it was 18 months nonstop, but it was longer than that overall because I didn't know back in the day how to go about it, and I went to several people trying to get help, and they all kind of pointed
me a little bit.
They all kind of pointed me in the wrong direction. Like, somebody pointed me, and I don't want to, like, call names because it was nobody's fault, but some people pointed me to managers, and some people pointed me to the network, and some people pointed me to Nutrisystem. And finally, I figured out. I had a moment one day where I was like, wait a minute, like, I know this person who can help me. But it took me and her a year to do it, or a little over a year. But before that, it had already been a year. Like, it's taken me almost the whole time I've been on the show. So
at least 2 years or so,
Well, I've been on the show a little over 2 years. It'll be 3 in March. So it's taken me almost the entire time I've been on the show, yeah.
It has. You know.
Which is crazy because it was so simple.
You know, I'll be completely honest with you. I was not nervous for that show until about 10 o'clock that morning. It hit me about 10 that morning. I was like, oh, crap, we've got Jeannie Francis on today.
I can't lie and be like, I'm nervous. Like, I wish I could be that cool, but I was nervous. And the only time I've ever been nervous in the past was our first ever show, and when we had Mary Beth Evans on, which I know I recall that a lot, but that was my biggest moment, except for this one. And I was nervous then, but not like I was this time, because I wanted it so long that it was like, don't mess it up. And then I remember... my grandfather was here, like, when I came home that day, like, right before the interview, and he was, like, hanging out on the couch, and he brought lunch or whatever, and I literally had no appetite. Like, I was like, no, I can't do it. For me to put my french fries down, it's like, whoa, girl. But I was like, you know what, like, I'm fine. And then I came in here and did the thing, and I remember sitting here, like, super nervous watching the switchboard, and I remember, like, Nancy and everybody calling in, and I kept waiting because I didn't know which one it was going to be, and any second it was like, oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
I freaked you out that day, too.
I was freaking out after the show started, too. Yeah, you put yourself on the air.
I brought myself on that day, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, I was also freaking out when the show started just because, like, I wanted everything to be good, and I didn't want it to be awkward or, like, uptight. And sometimes when, you know, you're trying to be professional, you come across as uptight, and I don't want that at all. And then somebody made a joke. I don't remember who, but at some point there was a joke real early, and after that everything was calm and, like, we all relaxed. But I was definitely nervous at the beginning. But I wasn't as it went on.
You know,
the longer we talked, like calmer and like the more laid back it got. And I think that's how it was for her too. So I'm glad that we had a good experience.
Hey, you know I get nervous.
I get nervous every time. I
don't know why I get nervous every time, but I do. Probably because this show means so much to me. I mean, it's my baby, basically.
I get nervous.
But I mean, I get nervous every time for every interview.
Yeah.
And even
okay,
when we're not interviewing people, I'm nervous.
Let's have a little bit of a... a 2016 recap, not radio show, just a life recap. So, for me, this has been, like, a pretty important year. Like, I started school in 2016. I started college. What else has happened to me? A lot that we don't need to discuss. We don't want to talk, but we don't want to talk about ex-boyfriends or anything like that.
No.
But, or anything depressing. We're not talking about anything depressing today. A lot has happened this year. I decided I changed my major. That's a big thing for me. Just a lot. And that's like a major life change. And I finally got to share about it on the show, which is so exciting. But that's, I don't know. Just a lot has happened. I met Kathy this year for in person.
This is true. You did.
I saw you. We went to Dirty Dancing.
Yes, you did. You saw me about a month ago. No,
it hasn't been a month, babe.
About 2 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah,
2 weeks
good
ago.
Times. We went Dirty Dancing. A lot of good stuff has happened. Yeah, we've had a good time.
You know, for me, in 2016 needs to hurry up and die. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I completely agree, because there's a lot of bad shit that's happened this year, too. Oops, guys, I owe you a quarter. That's a bad word.
Oh, well, that's fine. But yeah, I mean,
we need to start rating the show based on, like, retroactively rating it based on Emily's mouth.
Retroactively rating the show based on you.
Like, going back and rating it. I haven't cursed on the show in a while, so I think we're due, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we are due. But yeah. Y'all.
I don't know. I just.
There's
a lot of crappy stuff that happened this year, but there's also a lot of good stuff. Like, I never expected this year to become such good friends with Happy Peas, and we did become really good friends, and that's a shock to me, and I'm not trying to name drop guys. I'm like a douche because I'm like dropping names. No. Honestly, like I never expected in my wildest dreams to become friends with her. I met an amazing group of women on Twitter, the Steve and Kayla fan group. I don't know what we're
at.
We have an exact name. I mean, on like the hashtag, like SNK girls, but like it doesn't really have a ring to it. But there's like 30 women in this group, and it's amazing, and I'm meeting two of them, so that's really exciting. But I met this group of ladies, and they're really into social media. I met a lot of people this year, but I never, ever expected some of the friends that I ended up with this year. I never expected to meet some of the people I met.
Yeah, I agree completely. One of the highlights of this year for me personally was my 30th birthday.
Yeah, Cody's getting old.
And you set that up, basically.
I did. Yeah.
You basically set that up. Tell everybody the story of that.
Wait, I'm confused. What did I do?
You invited everybody, Carrie Ann and the rest of them that came to my aunt.
Oh, my gosh. I'm there. Yeah, so Cody's 30th birthday was in September, and I couldn't go because of school. But... his aunt, Rhonda, who's now my best friend, she just doesn't know it.
Yeah, my best friend.
She started texting me.
Listening, Rhonda?
Like,
ignore her.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Rhonda. We love you. She was like, can you help me? And I said that I would just do it for her and, like, invite everybody because I could send out a mass message. And I did, and I reached a bunch of people. And a lot of people were busy, but a lot of people did show up. And they totally surprised him. He had no freaking idea, which is amazing.
I really had no
idea.
So
that happened. That was great. I FaceTimed into the party, so that's pretty cool. And I have a picture of me and him FaceTiming, which is pretty awesome. So we had
that
happen.
Cool.
That was good. Yeah, his birthday. He's getting old. I had a birthday this year, too, but I'm 19. It's boring.
True. Can we talk about it again? finally seen you for the first time in over a year and a half back in November.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other in so long, guys. We have, like, a long-distance thing happening. I don't see Cody that often because he lives 3 hours from me, and I'm in college, and I can't travel freely as I wish I could because, you know, college.
Right.
I saw Cody a couple weeks ago. We went Dirty Dancing. It was amazing. I seriously suggest Dirty Dancing if you haven't seen it. And it's actually wrapping up soon, so you better go quickly. But we saw Dirty Dancing.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Weekend, I think.
Yeah, maybe it did. Got a t-shirt that doesn't fit that I'll never be able to fit into, which is nice.
which is nice.
Guys, I want a really expensive t-shirt, and it doesn't fit me. And, like, I had a feeling it might not. But it was cute, and there was a line, so I just bought it anyway.
There was a line.
And Megan was like, mine's too big, and I'm like, I hate it. Well, no, I was thinking about it, and I wasn't even paying attention, and then there's this giant, because the place was sold out, and there's just this ridiculous line,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at this shirt like, no, that's probably not going to fit, it might, like, on a good day, right? But instead of saying, actually, can I get another one, my smart self, who is, like, anxious about the crowd gathering around me, I guess, was like, all right, that'll work. And lo and behold, kids, it didn't. So I have a really nice T-shirt that I'm never going to wear. But Dirty Dancing was good. We ate Applebee's. I ate Cody's French fries, in case anyone cares. So,
and I still have the program from that show stuffed in a drawer somewhere.
Same. I have the bag from Dirty Dancing, like, with the program and the ticket and the shirt in my closet hanging on a coat hanger. Like, the bag, because it was hanging on the door. I wanted to hang decorations there, of course. So, let's see. What else? We did Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing was amazing.
Know. Oh, and
with selfies.
And speaking of Dirty Dancing, if people check out our Instagrams, I don't think we've lost our minds.
Probably, but I don't care.
It's true.
Let's see, what else? Oh, I broke a nail. Everybody, off the paper, broke a nail.
I broke a nail. Oh, Lord.
I know, and that happens. I'm not filing the other nine to match their ugly new sister. Like, it's not happening.
Oh. You do have an announcement.
Oh, well, I'm going to save it for the end, so.
Okay.
Save it. Yeah, stay tuned, guys. I have a big announcement later. Let's see what else we've
got. Like 2 minutes of the live stream left, so.
Yeah. It has been a great, great year. We are obviously thankful, not to get depressing, and so we're not talking about it, but we're obviously thankful that Cody is healthy and back with us and being. Oh, that's wonderful.
That goes without saying, totally.
Had a great, great, great time. This year, we had a great time getting to know people that we didn't know before this year. Like, it's amazing how something thing can, like, bring you these people, and, like, you become friends with them, and you never expect it.
Speaking of friends, there are a few people who I probably would not be here today because of. If it weren't for them, I probably would not be here today.
Me.
True, you. True. But these are manager people. They've been so great to our show. They've been so great to us. And they've just become dear, dear friends of mine. My friend Lisa. My friend Florence. And my good buddy Michael. They've just been, like I said, they've been so incredible about getting their clients over to us for interviews, etc. So, and I'll fill you in later who those clients are, and I will fill you in later.
Okay. Let's see. What else can we talk about? 2016. I don't know, guys.
Like I said, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to those three folks. They've been good to us, so.
Yeah. I just feel like 2016 has been good as a whole. I mean, hey, there's been bad stuff happening in the world, and I know people are, like, crazy over the election and everything, but there have been, you know, some really good things happen for us and for the show, and we've been successful. I mean, literally made my lifelong, not lifelong, because I can't say that.
Literally. Because
I've only been watching General Hospital for 4 years or so, like around four, I think. But my dream
I'm glad you said that because a bunch of people have said, but you know what? You're helping to make other people's dreams come true. Well, y'all, I'm gonna take it. You're helping make this dream come true. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Hey, you know what? I want to be honest. It was always my dream to have Jeannie on the show, and it was amazing and everything. But you know what? If you want something, if you want a dream, or if you have
go
a dream,
it.
You have to make it come true for yourself, you know? That's what I did. I didn't
go
even know how to book
it.
A guest when I decided I wanted that. And then I did. And it took me all this time to figure it out, but I did. And I got what I wanted. And if you want a dream, if you have a dream, then chase it and make it for yourself.
You know, a good buddy of mine who was on the show before you came on him, before you ever started with me, I said this: see something, believe in it, and you'll get it.
Yeah, if you want it, you have to just. If you have a dream,
see something, believe in
make
it, and you'll get
true.
It.
Like, you know what? Make your dream come true. And I have to say,
you know,
getting life advice from Jeannie Francis was probably like a highlight of my life.
Freaking cool.
Like, can we take a moment for that? But I also made Nancy's dreams come true, which if you guys didn't listen to the show, first of all, go listen to it. Second of all, Nancy had been a fan for 30-something years, maybe 40, and her dream in life, literally, her number one bucket list item, to meet Jeannie Francis. And although she couldn't meet her in person, she did meet her on the show, and Jeannie said to her that, like, she wishes she was there to meet her in person and give her a hug. And I feel like Nancy died on the spot. And, you know, Nancy's had some struggles here, and we've all been there. And it's nice to see that, and it was great. And as happy as I was for myself and as excited as I was to make my own dream come true, I was just as excited for her because it's been – I can't imagine that. Like, for me, it's only been a few years. For Nancy, it's been a half of her life.
40.
So, yeah.
You know – I'm gonna turn the tables on you, Em, and I may make you emotional with this, but frankly, I don't care. this year, you you've really stepped up this year. From like I said, a booking genie to giving me numerous text pep talks. You've really stepped your game up this year.
Well, thank you. I try.
You try.
I mean, hey, you want something, you gotta get it. I mean, like, if I have a dream, then I'm making it come true. That's just how it is. And
I call you
young
grasshopper.
Yes, young Padawan.
I call you well.
I hope I don't sound like an idiot. It's been an interesting year. It's been a good year, but it's been a tough year too. And there's been a lot happened that's been tough, but we're on the better side of all of it now, so it's okay.
But it's been great. I mean, from where we were a year ago until now, it's just like night and day.
Yeah, a year ago yesterday was the day that we landed in Soaps and Death. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. So, I mean, really the past year, like to date, the past year has been amazing. Not just 2016, but really the past year, because I feel like that really set things apart and that kind of got the ball rolling.
From basically December 5th of 2015 to December 5th of now, it's been great.
Yeah, I mean, I think that really showed us, like, that got the ball rolling because we saw that, hey, this matters and this can make a difference. And, like, all of a sudden, you know, I think things changed a little after that for us, definitely.
Yeah. I'm going to let you make your announcement because I have a little bit of a surprise to kind of end the show on. Okay.
Okay. Well, you guys, most of you probably maybe caught on. You might have caught on. If you didn't catch on, that's okay. Kathy and I, you all know her. She's my right hand woman when Cody's not around.
Co-host.
A little right. Yeah, she's my homegirl. I met her for the first time this year in person when I was in Gulf Shores in September. But a few months before that, we started talking about the idea of doing our own show. And this has been something that's been really a challenge for me to make the decision on, just because I've been here for a while and I'm, like, really settled in, you know. And also the fact that, like, it is completely starting over, which is a lot to take in. But, you know, we talked about it for a really long time. And while I'm passionate about weekdays and I love Cody dearly, he's, like, my work husband, my passion is in a different form of media and my passion is in different places. And it's not that I'm not interested in what we're doing. So if you're a past guest, don't be offended. It's not that I'm not interested in you. It's just that my passion for media and for doing this is in another place. And that is in soap, because soap is where I started. And I'm a firm believer that you stick with, you know, what you know, and you stick with what you're strong at, because that's what made you. And I really feel like soap media is a dying industry. No offense to the survivors. And I think that it's important that people who start there stay there, or new people go there, because otherwise, you know, we're running out of soap media. A lot of people have left, and a lot of people, you know, it's something that's going away. And I think that it's something that really needs to stay around, because soap media is kind of your only direct link to your favorite stars, your favorite shows, because we don't often see soap stars or anybody like that. We don't often see them in other places, but a lot of them do podcasts. They do print interviews, and that's great. And that's where I started. That's what I came for, and that's what I'd like to stay for, and that's what I'd like to do. So Kathy and I came up with the idea. Actually, it was my idea. I called Kathy, and I was, like, just frustrated because I feel like I can do so many things, but we have to be on the same page. Like, Cody and I can't do two different things on the same show. Because if we try to do two things, then one thing will never, or either neither of those things will ever be successful or solely successful, because there will be two things. And I want to focus on what I wanted to do then and what I want to do now. So Kathy and I had a really long talk one day, and I was like, look, I want to do this, and I don't know how to tell him because I don't want him to be upset that I've, like, decided to do this. But you know what? Cody has told me from, like, day one, you would be amazing if you had your own show. So I decided, he was right. No, you know, not to brag on myself, but I totally decided to.
If I can interrupt you here for a second, I told you, I said, I believe my exact words were if you ever want a branch out on your own, which, and let's make this clear, you're not living with Ezra Murph. Let's make that clear right now, you're not living. But I said, if you ever wanted to branch out on your own, I'd have no problem with it at all. And I still don't have no problem with it.
Yeah, I was super scared to tell him because I didn't want to hurt his feelings and I didn't want him to think that I was dumping him or breaking off our little work marriage. But Kathy and I talked about it for a while and she's like, it's clear that this is what you want to do and you should do it. So we decided to do our own show. Kathy's going to co-host with me. And she was going to be here tonight when I made this announcement, but she has to work, of course, because, you know, job, mom, all of that. But we decided to do our own thing, and it's something that I wanted to do for a long time. We've been working on it since July, and it has just been crazy because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work just making decisions and, you know, all of that stuff, getting started, making decisions. And our plan originally was to premiere on October 1st, and that obviously did not happen. That's why we have not announced it. But we were dropping hints back in September on Twitter and everything, but it just hasn't happened. It just hasn't come into fruition yet because it is just a busy time of year. So we decided to table it for the moment. But I'm very, very excited to tell you guys that we are coming in 2017. I don't know the exact day, but we are planning on appearing in 2017 and premiering in 2017. And our show is going to be called Talk Daytime. So I'm very, very excited, and I'm glad I can finally tell you guys because it's been like 6 months, but I haven't said anything to anybody except for Cody and Kathy and Rachel. So.
And I've kept this under wraps for months. So.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We are coming in 2017. We've been working for a really long time. It is a lot of work. When you first start a show, you have a lot to do. You have to get established online. You have to do artwork.
You know,
all of it.
You know, for people,
and it's a lot.
For people that don't know. And you'll find this out, Em. For people that don't know, being a online radio host is more work than anybody could probably ever imagine.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And, you know, I guess a part of this thing was, like, Cody and I have been doing this forever, and I'm very much dependent on the fact that he hosts. And hosting your own show is a big responsibility.
It's 10 times more difficult than actually calling in.
Yeah, and it's a big thing. It's a lot to handle. It's a lot. And, you know, I have been known to get lazy sometimes or do whatever and be doing a show from a store or from the tanning bed because I had an appointment, I swear. Or be, you know, just not be able to be there. And when you're doing your own thing, you can't do that. Like, you can't not be there when you're a host. And it's been something that I thought about for a really long time, and it's just a huge responsibility. But we've decided that that's what we'd like to do because people are leaving soap media left and right, and it's becoming an industry that is gripped into mainstream, as we saw with the Daytime Emmys and the online hosting disaster a few years ago. It has just been,
mm-hmm.
It has been an industry that has needed people for a long time, and I'm a firm believer of, like, you started here, and these are the people that supported you, and I think that that's something that you have to keep in mind. Like, you know, my first interview with a soap star, I can't remember who it was. I'm so sorry if you were that person. I don't dislike you. It's just been a long time. It might have been Lily Melgar. It may have been Kathleen Gatti. I don't know who my first actual interview was. It may have been Mary Beth Evans, actually, because that was a month after I joined the show. So I'm not sure. But whoever my first interview was, like, this person was the person that I interviewed the very first time. This is the person that I was – it was a person that I wanted to interview, obviously. And I just think that those are the people who gave you their time, and they supported you when you were trying to do something. And I think that it's very important to support, like, a genre that – and kind of get rid of the stereotype of the genre and everything. But I think that soaps as a whole, like, if we want our shows to stay on air, then we have to support them. And a good way to do that is getting the word out and getting those, doing the shows and everything. So it's something really, it's important to me. And so with that being said, Talk Daytime is coming in 2017 with Kathy Chandler. So
and
now Kat is
out
of the proverbial bag. Cody, do not tweet it before I tweet it, or I will kill you.
I am not going
to. Oh, great.
I have no intention of it.
I just threatened him on record.
Hey, before we wrap this up, I've got a little surprise. I've been kind of holding this in for like a week or so. So I'm going to play something, and this is kind of like, I think this is our early Christmas show, because we won't be around until January again, so.
But before you do that, wait,
you
let's play really quick. No, wait, do the announcements, and then we can just end the show after this. So do your announcements for January.
Oh, yes, my announcement. January is starting to look really good on the show. I am working with a couple of people that I can't really say much about it yet, but one of these people I wanted on the show for literally years. It's just not even funny. And they've agreed to do it. We're just working on the date and time. But the ones I can confirm is January 17th, we have a singer-songwriter, Carolyn Miller, joining us. And this girl is just one of the sweetest girls probably ever. And on January 24th, both these shows are 4:30 Central, obviously. On January 24th, we have super talented singer-songwriter Jessica Lynn, who holds the number two spot on a good friend of mine's a country radio countdown. She's currently held the number two spot for 2 weeks in a row. I'm wanting that song to go to number one so bad it's just not even funny. So, with that being said, I'm going to play this, and then we'll wrap up the show after this.
Okay.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! Fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon. Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! Let's not overdo it. Now, wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
And there you have it, folks.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot all the Alvin Christmas jokes. Good time.
There you have it, folks.
Cody paid money for that on iTunes, in case anyone's wondering.
I thought you might get a kick out of that.
Okay. What would you like to say to wrap up 2016, and then I'll go. Would you go first?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Quickly.
2016.
You had a 2 minutes or less version.
2016, personally, has not been the best year. Professionally speaking, on the show, 2016 has been one of the best years I've ever had.
Definitely 2 minutes or less. I'm proud. Okay, mine's not going to be that short. So 2016
okay.
For me. Personally, it has been a roller coaster. There has been a lot that has happened this year for me. Good and bad, mainly good. School's great, everything. The whole thing is, you know, there. So much has happened. The people I've met, the people I've become friends with have been amazing. There have been some definitely rough times that we've dealt with this year, but nothing that we couldn't handle. Professionally, this year has been incredible because, well, Talk Daytime 2017. Make sure you use the hashtag, guys. But, no, just kidding. But I also made my goals and dreams for this show come true, and, you know, I did this.
Yes, you did.
So, I mean, you know, it's been good. What can I really say about that? There are no words for what we've done, or what
happened. Really on our work
well,
for
yeah,
happened this year.
Yeah. So, there's, like, no, I mean, there's no words for that. Like, I did what I wanted to do from day one.
Just none.
So, yeah, exactly. So, I think it's been good.
All right. I will.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And Happy New Year.
Yep. I will let you go and I'll wrap up here, okay?
No, we should end the show together. It's the year in review.
Oh, yes, we should. I agree completely. So,
okay, well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Weekdays with Murph.
Yes. And we will see you guys in 2017.
Thanks for listening to us. See you later.
Hopefully January 3rd. Oh. And there's a new wrinkle coming to Weekdays with Murph. Starting January 6th, there's a new wrinkle. It will be a all independent music radio show. sort of like a top 10 countdown of my favorite independent songs of that week.
Yeah, so we're excited.
Yes, we're excited for that. And with that, I think
okay,
I'm going
to... Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we are so blessed that you have listened to us and supported us all year. And we will see you in 2017. We'll see you next year.
you've been listening to Blue Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.